Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm at home.
Okay, thank you so much. And in which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Got it. And in which county in Texas do you live?
I can't even think now. No. I don't remember. I forget everything.
Is anyone with you that can tell you or remember you in which county do you live?
Let me ask you to my sister, because I forget a lot of stuff.
Okay.
What did you ask? Hidalgo? No, we're not. Oh, no, my sister's not here. She's probably at school still. I think they had open house. I don't know. But I don't remember.
I can tell you the names of some counties in Texas. Okay. Maybe you remember. Cameron, Hidalgo, Kennedy, Clareburg, Wellesley, or other, I don't know.
Yes. I think Hidalgo.
Hidalgo?
I think so.
Okay, got it. Now, of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television or radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
Nope.
No. Okay. And now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, can you tell me in what year were you born?
1971.
1971. Thank you so much. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander? Oh, Hispanic, got it. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I graduated. 12.
12, oh, okay, thank you. Now, thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I disagree.
Okay, and would you say that you strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay, thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Trump.
Okay, and would you definitely vote or just probably vote for Donald Trump?
For Trump.
Okay, and what about for the U.S. Congress? Would you vote for Republican or Democratic candidate?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
And which way do you lean as of today, towards the Republican or the Democratic candidate?
I think I would go to Republican, I think.
Okay. And now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person, and then, if so, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. And if I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Vicente Gonzalez.
I'm not very well on that because I don't get involved in that. I really
okay.
know I never have voted.
You never have voted, or you are not
no,
registered to vote?
No, I'm not registered to. I think I was before, but I would never vote only because I really don't understand this because I have dyslexia, and in my time, in the 70s, they didn't know what I had. So I don't comprehend like a regular person. If my sister reads my letters and everything, because I read perfectly, but I don't understand. And even though, so I don't get involved in a lot of things like this because of my, I wouldn't know what to say. I get lost and I get freaked out and like, oh, I work for a school, but I'm only a para and I work with little kids. That like things that they can, you know, learn, and I know.
Yes,
yes. It's very hard for me to write a letter perfect and stuff like that. So I'm sorry I can't help you because I wouldn't be the best to answer these questions.
Oh, okay. I understand.
She's the one that helps me with that.
Okay.
So,
well, thank you so much for answering. I understand.
I'm sorry.
It was a pleasure. Don't worry.
I consider myself special ed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Great.